All right, calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Calling the TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's Training, Information, and Public Service Net for this Wednesday evening, the 19th of June. And we're meeting on our backup repeater here on 146.970 with a standard minus offset and a CTCSS tone of 156.7. We're using the backup repeater because the Salem machine doesn't seem to be feeling well this evening. Your net control for tonight's net is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, KA6PDG. My name is Kevin, KEVIN, and I am located in Norwich, Connecticut. And let's see if I'm making it now. Okay, that was interesting. We'll continue on here. I can see it's going to be one of those nights. TipsNet for Wednesday evening. This is KA6PDG. The purpose of this net is to provide a relaxed, informal place for amateurs to gather and exchange information about amateur radio and ask questions and so forth, and also practice good operating procedure. You do not need to be a member of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club to participate in this net. All properly licensed amateurs are more than welcome to check in, ask questions, take part in the net, or if you prefer, just listen. That's fine too. There will be regular call-ups about every 10 minutes for check-ins. When checking into the net, please use the following procedure. It'll help us all out. If you will key your mic and say, "This is," and then unkey, as I did just there, and then key up and give your call sign slowly, phonetically always helps. And if you want to give your name and location, great. Also indicate if you have a question or a topic that you'd like us to bring up on the net and hash over. The net is directed, so we request that unless otherwise instructed, please handle your communications through net control. So that's pretty much how it works around here. Again, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet meeting on our backup repeater, 146.97 with a PL of 156.7. This is KA6PDG, and I think what we'll do is go ahead and get started with some check-ins, and then we'll go through the list. The net meets in three parts, by the way. The first part I like to call the topical or topic portion of the net. And that's where we get check-ins and see who has what questions or comments. Maybe tonight we'll be talking about field day a little bit. We'll see what people have on their mind to discuss. The second part of the net is for announcements about items of interest or upcoming events of interest to the amateur community. And the third part of the net is the swap section for those who have amateur gear to buy, sell, trade, swap, give away, or want. All right. Part one, let's go ahead and take some check-ins for the Tri-City TipsNet. This is your net control, KA6PDG, standing by for check-ins, and don't forget to indicate if you have a question or topic tonight. Check-ins, please come now.
Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. Tim said you've gotten mobile down at the Eastern Point Beach. And Kevin, if anything, this sounds worse than the Salem repeater.
This is Kilo 0 Juliet Echo Bravo. Josh and Groton, and I'm going to check in and out if that's okay. I don't think the repeater is cooperating this evening. It's K0JB.
Alrighty, I got Tim and I got Josh. Maybe you can monitor just a minute, Josh. I don't know, Tim. You think I should go back to 06? Or what's your suggestion, TWR?
You're barely understandable, and I heard Josh fine, and I also heard Steve trying to check in fine, so I'm going to have to believe it's not the repeater, it's actually your setup currently. Maybe with working on the ports, they might have disturbed a wire or something. How are you as far as reaching the Groton repeater? If you're having problems with this one, I don't know, maybe we should try the Norwich repeater.
Yeah, just real quick, is this any better? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is KC1TWR. That was totally unreadable. I'm sorry. Could you repeat?
All right. I was trying something that obviously didn't work. I have no problem with switching to Norwich if you feel that's okay.
May or may not have been able to hear, we're going to go ahead and try the Norwich repeater. I think that's closer to Kevin, and hopefully that'll do better. So when we go there, Kevin, call out and one of us will respond and we'll make sure that everything's working well. This is KC1TWR Mobile switching to the Norwich repeater.
Okay, 6PDG switching.
QSY over to N1NW repeater in Norwich.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, mobile down at Eastern Point Beach. Is anyone using this frequency?
Six PDG.
Yeah. Hey Kevin, I heard you perfectly, but I also heard somebody else say yeah or something. I don't know if that was in response to my question or not. Would the third station please come back again? Okay, Kevin, I think this will work. Please go ahead and proceed with the net.
All right, Tim. Thank you. This is KA6PDG, Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. And we're going to proceed with the TIPS net, which I attempted to open up on the 697 machine and didn't work too well. We're having technical difficulties tonight. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TIPSNet, which usually meets on the 14706 machine. We're meeting tonight on the Norwich repeater, which has a PL like the others of 156.7. And I'm going to skip over the preamble stuff. I think everybody either probably got parts of it anyway. So I do have checked into the net, KC1TWR. I also have K0JEB. And Tim, it occurs to me maybe you would, in a minute or two, make an announcement over on 706, just in case there's any stragglers over there. So, let's go ahead with some more check-ins for the TIPSNet as we begin this evening. Any check-ins, all are welcome. Please come now.
This is Delta Charlie Tango. No questions.
Whiskey 1 Julia Oscar Papa. No questions. No traffic. City of Groton. The Echo Link. Here is. Charlie 1, Juliet, Kilo, Bravo, Chris and Gales Ferry, no questions.
All right, we seem to be doing much better. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in. In addition to Tim and Josh, I have Dave, K1DCT, W1JOP, John, and KC1JKB. Chris, any other check-ins for the TipsNet? And also, when checking in, if you have a question or a topic you'd like to hash over tonight, indicate that when you check in. Further check-ins, come now, please. Pause for the cause in another few minutes here, so hang in there, folks. If you're waiting to check in, we'll have another chance coming up. Tim, are you up on your assignment that I gave you, or are you back? And let's go down the list here and see who might have what to say. Of course, I think a lot of people's minds are on field day coming up this weekend, but doubtless there's other stuff going on too. We don't have any questions specifically listed thus far in the net. That can change also. KC1TWR, are you on frequency at this moment? And if so, feel free to make any comments. This is KA6PDG and the Tri-City TipsNet.
This is the N1NW repeater.
Good evening, Kevin, and all the other tipsters out there. I've forgotten what the assignment was, so after I make my comments, you can remind me what my assignment was. Unless it was to jump back to the other station, other repeaters, and mention that we're on this frequency, on this repeater, which I have done a couple times, so hopefully anybody who was over there patiently waiting will end up here. Yes, field day, and so far the weatherman has predicted that it might be 80 to 81 or so, but it's supposed to be not wet, which is, I think, a fantastic thing. Let's see, I need to get some announcements out there and some emails and so forth about the field day Tri-City is holding up at the Ledger Fairgrounds. We're being joined by Raceon, and they're contributing quite a bit. Bandpass filters, some food supplies, not the food itself, but paper plates, things of that nature and so forth, plus some lead wires and what have you. That's good. And so far, it looks like we're going to have a grand old time. Let's see, what else? Right now, my car is actually halfway stuffed with stuff for the field day. I've got the tent, just in case. I've got my radio, plus some feed lines I picked up, plus the antenna, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club antenna analyzer, so we can try and make sure that everything looks good SWR-wise. And Bob, K1RMN, has put together a grounding rig so people can attach their radios to make sure that they're properly grounded. And that's all for now, and I'll go back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, Tim, thank you very much, and I will mark your assignment as completed. Your homework has been done. Thank you. Yep, that's all it was. I just wanted to make sure we got the word out to stragglers that we're over here. It looks like we're going to be here for a while. Yeah, and thanks for reminding me, because one of the things we can do tonight, if folks wish to, and I don't know who might be listening in that would like to check in here in a few minutes when we pause for more check-ins, but if you want to make an announcement about other field day locations, we have the Tri-City Race on Field Day at the Ledger Fairgrounds that Tim just mentioned. But there are, of course, other field day events going on around Rhode Island, Connecticut, and so forth. Feel free to pop in with those types of announcements or pass that information along. There are people who like to sort of go around to different field day sites through the weekend, and that can be fun to do. In fact, I've never really done much of that. That'd be fun to do one year. All right, Tim, thank you. Car full of field day stuff for Ledger. Let me find out if Josh stuck around. I think maybe he did, since we found a repeater to settle on. K0JEB, if you're there, feel free to share any comments or thoughts or questions.
KA6PDG, this is K0JEB. Yep, I'm here. I also have quite a bit of stuff to pack in the car. Half of it's in there, the other half is sitting in the computer room here. And maybe on the next round, I'll give you guys a little funny story about some ham shack safety tips and what not to do. Oh boy, somebody will get a chuckle out of it. I know I sure did when I did it. And I'll keep you guys sitting in suspense. And I do know one operator that upgraded since last field day, and he checked in this evening, and I'm sure he is probably all excited for field day. Hopefully he's not stuck working. And that would be my buddy Chris over there in Gales Ferry. So anyway, back to you, Kevin. K6PDG, this is K0JB.
All right, thanks, Josh, and we'll look forward to that story. It sounds like a real winner. Yeah, I was looking at my list, and I thought, I'll bet it's got to be Chris, so there we go. All right, this is the Tri-City TipsNet, KA6PDG Net Control. Let's go over to Dave now at this point, K1DCT, for any questions or comments or field day items or anything at all. Dave, how you doing?
Oh, good evening. This is K1DCT. Good evening to all those on the TipsNet. I kind of do my own thing on field day. I have for a number of years. I will be not that far from the combined club. Day activities, but I'll be doing my own thing, a little QRP, CW stuff, and we'll play around for a couple hours while the weather's good, and hopefully the bugs won't be out, and play around for a couple hours and then pack it all up just so we can prove to ourselves and the rest of the world that it can be done with a wire and a tree. You know, maybe 20 feet off the ground and that kind of stuff. So that's what I'll be doing. If I get a chance, I would like to swing by the Ledger Fair site and just see what's going on. But we'll see how the day works out. I do need to get my stuff out and just go through it all, check it all over, make sure everything's in full working order as I expect it should be. But say that stuff hasn't been out of the box in at least 6 months, so probably good to check it over so I'm not in some sort of panic mode. Outside of that, I have a question for Kevin, and I'm wondering if he got his fill of ice cream this afternoon. That's about it. Back to net, K1DCT.
Somebody was camped out on the 300 meter band this afternoon. I can tell. Yeah, you know, I hadn't had a blizzard before, and I was told by a certain person who's central to that little event that it had been 3 years and it was about time I had a blizzard, so I ordered a small one, and they're huge. And I didn't think I was going to be able to finish it, but I did. I ate the whole thing. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, field day is a good opportunity to try out equipment that you haven't used in a while and so on and so forth. So that's one of those good things to do. And operating from home is fun. I have done a little of that in previous field days. All different ways to operate field day. And if you're new and you're not sure, the field day rules are available online and in QST Magazine, I'm rather certain. Feel free to peruse them. All right, let's get John in here. Boy, I'm getting everybody's call sign mixed up. W1JOP and the Tips Net. This is KA6PDG. Your turn, John. Comments, questions, funny field day stories, anything at all, John.
This is the N1NW repeater.
Well, Tim kind of alluded to it. The weather should be beautiful this weekend. I just looked. It's going to be 75 to 80 both days, and mostly clear skies. Over the next 24 hours or so, it's going to rain like heck, 24 to 36 hours, and tomorrow night looks like it's going to be quite stormy into Friday morning, then it's going to clear out of here Friday afternoon. And like I said, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Other than that, I have no questions, no comments. Well, I had comments, but I gave them up. And no funny stories. W1JRP, back to that.
All right, thanks for the rundown on the weather forecast. And yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend for a change. It always seems like field day is iffy. It's either too hot or stormy. But we're going to get lucky this year by all indications. Thanks, John. I'm going to go to Chris, and then we'll have another call up for check-in. So if you're waiting patiently, please wait patiently, and we'll be right with you. KC1JKB. And the TipsNet KA6PDG. What you got for thoughts tonight, Chris? Are you going to come out and play at the fairgrounds for field day?
KA6PDG, this is KC1JKB. Yeah, actually, while I was listening to the conversation, had a thought about, you know, how is it for people that come down there with their own equipment and antennas and whatnot, if they want to set up, you know, in relation to the club site. You know, obviously there would be interference and things of that nature, so you wouldn't want to be too close, but, you know, just curious about that. And good to hear you, Josh, K0JEB. Not quite sure how it's going to work out quite yet, but tomorrow I have a big event planned. Let me break for a second. Hoping to get that job done tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, I'll probably be working on Saturday. So if the weather holds out, I'll be around for field day Saturday and Sunday. That's my plan. So I'm hoping to get everything wrapped up tomorrow and have a small job for Friday morning to finish up. And there's a good possibility that I'll be out there and doing something. So not quite sure exactly what it's going to be yet, but there will be something in the works. KC1JKB, back to the net.
All right, Chris, well, we'll hope everything goes well tomorrow and you can kind of kick back and play ham radio over the weekend. And when I get to Tim here in a minute or two, I'll let him field the question about bringing your own transmitting equipment. There are some considerations regards to that, and he can fill us in on that. And also, Tim, when it does come over to you, what are the hours for field day local time? Is it 1 o'clock to 1 o'clock? I think that's how it works. I know it depends on whether you set up early or not, too, but basically, I think it's 1 to 1, or maybe it's noon to noon. All right, before we get to Tim, we're going to pause and invite some more check-ins. I'm going to leave extra long pauses here because we do have Echolink on this repeater, and there may be Echolink stations who'd like to join us. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's Tips Net, which meets on Wednesday nights, and we're on our number 3 repeater tonight, the Norwich repeater. All amateurs are welcome to check in. You don't have to be a member of any club or organization. And I'm going to stand by for check-ins at this time. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to hash over tonight, mention that when you check in, and then we will just carry on here. Additional check-ins come now, please.
Here is. Whiskey One, Mike Charlie Tango, Mike in Latville. Good evening, Kevin to the net.
Here is November Alpha One, Charlie November, Chuck in Norwich. Good evening, all.
All right, that recognizes W1MCT and NA1CN. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm going to leave one more pause specifically for any Echolink stations you might want to check in. Any stations on Echolink, if you'd like to join us on the Training Information and Public Service Net, please come with your call sign at this time. Nothing written. All right, I'm going to get everybody all mixed up, including myself. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Tim so he can field a couple of questions about field day that came up in the last few minutes. And after that, I'm going to go to Mike and Chuck and give them a chance to transmit. So let's go to Tim first, and after we're done with all this stuff, we'll try to resume a normal procedure here. KC1TWR, why don't you pick it up and field some of the questions that were brought up, Tim.
Okay, Kevin, this is Tim, KC1TWR Mobile, down at the beautiful Eastern Point Beach. And let's see, if I jotted the questions down correctly, working kind of backwards, one of them is the hours. We're shooting for the 2 o'clock. Breakfast at the Uncasville Diner at 8. We're going to start setting up about 9 or 10 in the morning. Get ourselves all ready and start the contest at 2 p.m. and run until 2 p.m. on Sunday. So that's the hours. We will be updating the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club webpage with that information along with, and this probably won't get posted until tomorrow's Friday sometime, we're going to post when we're going to have the, when we're going to have breakfast, when we're going to have lunch or lunch and dinner and so forth. The third part was, Dave, come on down and keep your eye on the webpage so you know when to come down, grab some food, say hi to everybody. And that includes anybody else, even if they're off doing field day for themselves. Come on down, have a little association. We put a little extra spicy ketchup on that, by the way. And let's see, bringing equipment. Right now our plans are to do a 4A event, which means that we should have four stations on at once. One of them will be doing FT8, then there's 80, which may or may not be populated, 40, 20, 10, etc. So we already have plans for that. Now that doesn't mean other people can't bring their radios and either hook up to our antennas and use that for a while, or bring their own antenna. We have the Ledyard Field Fairgrounds. Let me reset real quick.
This is the N1 NW repeater.
Okay, because we have the whole fairgrounds, but we're using the portion with a little track up near the road and the gazebo, pavilion rather. So for the, you have the road, you have a little like a track area, then you have the pavilion. That's the area that we'll be concentrated on. If you want to get some separation, you can go down behind the pavilion. There is some woods, and then there's big open fields and so forth. So you can always set up down there, and that way you're still close enough to associate, but still get some distance. So we don't want to say go away, but on the same token, I agree, we don't want to have too much interference back and forth. Raycon has been gracious enough to lend us the bandpass filters, so at least we should be able to make it a little bit easier. And with that, I'll turn it back to Kevin and see if I missed anything. K6PDG, KC1TWR.
I don't think you did, Tim. So the key that was on my mind, though, is you're going to have four transmitters. You're going to be 4A. I guess it is If somebody wants to come down and operate their own equipment 150 yards away or something, they would have to use their own call sign. They would not be under the club's operation in that regard. And that brings up the other question before I get back to Mike and Chuck. What call sign is the Tri-City Club going to be using so we all can be looking for it on the band?
Okay, that would be our club call sign, which is Whiskey 1, Queen Victoria. It may not be the exact alphanumeric thing, but it's W1QV. That's the call sign we'll be using. Back to night control, KC1TWR.
Awesome. W1 Quebec Victor or Whiskey 1 Quidamug Valley. Or that's the other great thing about field day. You hear all sorts of wonderful phonetics. I can remember a few I've heard over the years. Thanks, Tim, for all that info. All right. Now, Mike and Chuck, thanks for being so patient. Mike, you're first, W1MCT and the Tri-City TipsNet. This is KA6PDG. Questions, comments, thoughts? I know you're going to be on the road. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to all. And I just say, sorry I got from to get here a little bit late, but we're, you know, better late than never. Yeah, we'll be leaving tomorrow morning about 6:30-ish or thereabouts, give or take. And then we'll be on the road tomorrow for about 13 hours, so that'll pretty much take care of my day. I expect to be, maybe a little bit less than that, because I expect to be into to Ingersoll, Ontario, by about between 5 and 6. So we're talking maybe about 12 hours. So, yeah, but it's going to be a nice, really nice vacation. I've been looking forward to it for about a year now, which is about normal. And it'll be arriving actually right on the summer solstice, right up at my brother's place is just a little south of the 45th parallel by about 1 or 2 degrees. Degrees. About ten seconds south of the 45th parallel. So, looking forward to that. And I didn't know what the other topics of conversation were here this evening. So I'll take and turn it back to you. And then by the next time we come up, we'll be able to take and have any kind of constructive or destructive comments. Anyway, back to you, Kevin. KA6PDG, W1MCT.
All right, thanks, Mike. Well, I think we've pretty much been field daying tonight in the discussion on the net. So, of course, if anybody has something else to bring up, that's always welcome, too. Chuck, NA1CN, thanks for waiting. I rather imagine you're doing something for field day. Go ahead, sir. Any questions or topics you want to bring up or any remarks?
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to the net. The odd thing is I don't know what I'm doing for field day. It turns out I'm on emergency call at work, so I pretty much need to be able to drop what I'm doing at a heartbeat and be able to be back home so that I can be on the computer and do things that may need to happen in an emergency basis. So part of me is thinking I might set up my little QRP radio here at the house, maybe in the driveway or something like that, and just run it on battery. And I think that makes me a 1B. I can't remember for sure. I think I did this a few years ago. Actually, I did it last year. And so we'll see what happens with that. Kind of looking forward to that. And thankfully, Tim did answer one very important question is, are you doing the breakfast Saturday morning? And it appears that we are. So I had a good day today. I actually took 4 hours of vacation this morning. I worked from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So I took from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for vacation and was able to spend the morning down at Captain Scott's in New London, where I spent way too much money on lunch for my bride and I. But it was oh so good. And there were just so many hams there that it was really cool. And I just finished work. And let me see, race on meeting tomorrow night. I'll bet they'll be talking about field day too. Back to net, NA1CN.
right, Chuck. Thanks for the reminder. Race on meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Central Fire Station. And good luck with all of the above. Yes, and the Underwater Sound Lab gang plus, I guess, had a get-together today. I heard about it yesterday from listening on the air and didn't have time to make arrangements. I was eating ice cream today, as Dave was keen to inform everybody. All right, let's zip through the other stations, then we'll have another call for check-ins, and then we'll see where we are on the clock. This is the Training Information and Public Service Net, Tips Net, for the Tri-City Club, Net Control KA6PDG. Josh, you had a interesting story to tell us, and perhaps a few other comments. Your turn, JEB.
K0JB, thanks, Kevin. I'm in the process. I took my antenna down, packing it up for field day, and I decided to take another antenna I had kicking around, string it up in the yard, and in the process of doing that, I had forgotten that I disconnected the ground cable on my my radio in the house, and I hooked up the antenna, come in here to test it out, tuned fine, and I had one hand on the microphone and one hand on the metal case on the side of the computer, and in case anybody's wondering, there was a little bit of a jolt that went between the microphone and me, and all I did was take my hand off the mic, and I sat there and I laughed for about 30 seconds and said, oh, yeah, I forgot something. And so, yeah, always make sure your ground's connected up, and yeah, I'm not doing that one again, but that's about all I have. Looking forward to...
This is the N1NW repeater.
Thanks, Tim, for answering all the questions. There's been a lot of questions bouncing around lately, and sometimes it's good to be able to have everybody get together and get on the same page. And I'll hand it back to you, Kevin. K6PDG, it's K0JB.
Oh, thanks, Josh. I had a feeling it might be something like that. I had a similar incident years and years ago. Cam, a friend of mine, had picked me up at the Los Angeles International Airport, and we stopped at his place in Redondo Beach, and I was headed down to Orange County for a friend's daughter's one-year birthday party. That friend was a ham, and I was trying to get a hold of him to coordinate things. And my friend who lived in Redondo Beach didn't really have an outside antenna, so we hooked his 2-meter radio up to a mag mount, which I then held in my hand, keyed the mic at 50 watts to call my friend in Orange County, and of course the RF burn was rather sensational, and so were the words that came out of my mouth. So, gotta be real careful about that sort of thing. K1DCT in the tips net. Go ahead, Dave, your turn.
Yes, sounds like you've, both of you have had a couple of shocking experiences. This is K1DCT. Well, you know what happens. You get doing something and all of a sudden you forget, and that's when things like that happen. But thankfully nobody was hurt, seriously. Maybe humbled a bit, but that's about it. So, you know. And I guess if you were very young and your parents saw you do that, you would have been grounded. K1DCT, back to that.
Oh, yeah. What's the tips net without at least one groaner? Grounded groaner. KA6PDG, net control. Thanks, Dave. W1JOP, you're next, John.
All right,
I got no funny stories like that. I mean, that was a concern of mine, though, the outref thing, when I was doing the indoor antennas here, the mobile antennas on a file cabinet. I don't touch them, but, you know, it's worked well for a year, and I've had no issues, so I suppose as long as I have no issues, it should be okay. I don't dare touch them when I transmit, but, you know, I've had nothing weird happen. Back to that, W1JOP.
Yes, well, and these are all good field day campfire stories, too. I'm sure there's a ton more. Remember one field day where we got flooded out of our field day site by rain. Next station here on the list is KC1JKB. Chris, you're next. Any additional thoughts or questions?
K6PDG, this is KC1JKB.
You know, it wouldn't be a field day if it didn't rain, so I'll probably be preparing for that anyway. And haven't been shocked yet by my radios, but I've had plenty of experience getting shocked at some of the jobs I'm on. You know, doing remodeling and all that, you're always in for a surprise and see what kind of wiring people did in their house. So it's always an adventure. So I got a new antenna to try out this year. It's a dual wire, I don't know, I have to kind of look it up, but haven't had a chance to test it out, so kind of looking forward to having some time to do that. KC1JKB, back to the net.
Well, that's what field day is all about. One of the things that it's all about is testing and experimenting and trying out different gear and antennas and so forth. So good. We'll look for a report on next week's net on how that went. Thanks, Chris. All right, I've kind of shuffled things around where I've got Mike and Chuck up at the top of the list, so I'm not going to call on them right now. I'm going to pause and see if we have any additional check-ins for tonight's Tips Net as we approach quarter till the hour. We certainly have time for additional stations you'd like to join us. It's the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Your net control is KA6PDG, and I'm standing by for additional check-ins. Whether you have a question or comment or just would like to get on the log here, come with your call sign at this time.
KA6PDG, KC1, KPQ. Just thought I'd call, listen to everybody's conversation. Not much to say. Just get my name on the log, and I wish everybody a good weekend. And back to you. K1PDG, KC1KPQ out.
All right, we got you, Danny, KC1KPQ, and thank you for stopping by. Any other check-ins? All right, I think it's about 13 minutes till the top of the hour. So I'm going to ask if anybody has anything they want to share about field day that might be good to put out at this point. Then we'll move into the next section of the net, which will be announcements. Does anybody else have anything on field day before I move into part two of the net? Your call signs, please.
Anyone, CN?
Anyone, CN, go.
Actually, this is not field day related, but it is something I wanted to pass along. W1JOP, John, I don't believe he's actually accessing the repeater. I think you're hearing him directly. We're not able to hear what he's saying. So if we could just get him to make sure that he's into the repeater, we'd probably really like to hear what he has to say. NA1CN, back to net.
K0JB with a comment.
KCB, go ahead.
I was hearing W1JOP over here in Groton, no problem, through the repeater. I believe he's on Echo Link.
Yeah, I was a little confused by Chuck's comments, but let me pick up JOP. John, can you clarify, are you on Echo Link currently, or have you been working in direct to the repeater on RF?
I wish I could do RF. I'm on Echo Link. RF is a little bit of a trip for me. W1JOP.
This is the N1NW repeater. My apologies for speaking out of turn. It appears that my receiver was being desensed by my own transmitter. Sorry about that, NA1CN.
Hey, not a problem, Chuck. When in doubt, you check. Not a problem. And I think the only thing comes to mind that John had shared was a little review of the weather forecast, which is good, good, good. We don't use the R word, by the way, Chris. Hopefully not this weekend. Anyway, looks like the weather's going to be fabulous. All right, let's go ahead and move into part two of the net again. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, meeting on our number three repeater. It's been a fun night to be net control. And this is KA6PDG, your net control. We're looking for, at this point, part two of the net is about announcements, upcoming events. We've been talking about Field Day, but if there are other events, meetings, activities, we also mentioned the Race On Club meeting tomorrow night, 7:30, Central Firehouse in Norwich. Everybody's welcome. Any other announcements of general interest for the NAT? Your call signs, please.
Okay, you forgot to pick me up again there, Chuck. Good evening to you, WNMCT.
Negative, I did not forget you. Any stations with announcements? KC1TWR, go ahead, sir.
Very quickly, I think Mike may be right in the sense that you have reshuffled things and perhaps hit him again at the top, but that's okay. What I did want to mention is, for those that know Jim Seaton, W1FWB, had a communication with him on a different matter, and he mentioned to me that his wife is moving into hospice. So I just wanted to share that for those that know Jim.
Call sign again. Your audio was a little light to my old ears.
Yeah, that was Whiskey One, Foxtrot, Whiskey Echo.
All right, Whiskey One, Fox, Whiskey Echo, and his better half is going into hospice. I got that correct, right?
Roger, that's correct. KC1TWR.
All right, we'll certainly keep her in our thoughts. And yes, I had shuffled the list, as I mentioned earlier, but Mike, WNMCT, did you have anything additional?
Hey, Roger, well, before we took and went into that, segment, I just wanted to say that, we were also down at the Captain Scott's today, and there was a good bunch of people down here. Had a real good time, a lot of stimulating conversations, and it was a very good trip. Anyway, I will be around for the traffic net tonight, and then the antennas get disconnected, and I leave tomorrow morning about 6:30 or so. Anyway, back to you, Kevin, K6PDG, WNMCT. Thanks for picking me up.
No problem. Thank you, and we wish you a good, safe, happy trip. All right. Any other announcements about upcoming events, club meetings, anything of general interest before we go into the swap section of the net? All right, we shall transition at this point. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net KA6PDG, your net control. Any stations with amateur radio equipment to buy, sell, trade, give away, or want, if you wish to list it here, we would welcome that. You may mention price on the air, but no haggling or negotiating, save that for email or Twisted Pair or whatever. Anybody wishing to list ham gear for the swap section tonight, your call sign, please. All right, we'll make this the final call for swaps. Anybody got anything ham radio-wise that they want to get rid of or are looking for or want to buy or want to sell or want somebody to convert into an ashtray or a paperweight? Anything for the amateur swap section of the net before we move into the end of the net? All right, KA6PDG and the tips net. Before we close, before the net, I put together a little list. You know, when things like field day come up, there are always items that get forgotten, things you don't think about. Now, some of these are items you may have thought about. They may be items that your radio club is taking care of providing. But made a little list of things that often get forgotten with events, particularly outdoor events, where you're going to be away from your home environment for a day or two or three. So here we go. Here's Kevin's list of things not to forget for field day. At the top of the list, Tango Papa. That's right. Can't forget the Tango Papa. Garbage bags. Extra set of headphones. Paper and pencil. You can go on the internet and Google paper and pencil and see pictures of what they look like. Can be handy to have in case the computers go down. Paperweight. Could be a rock or something to put on that stack of papers on the operating table this weekend. This Saturday might be a little breezy, so how about a paperweight or a rock? Any medications you need to take along? How about cough drops or breath mints or chewing gum? When you're calling CQ field day for 14 hours straight, the mouth can get a little dry. Audio cables, adapters, and connectors. How about an external speaker? Ooh, how about logs, actual paper log sheets in case the computers go down or you got somebody logging for you and you're going to enter it into the computer later on? Can be handy to have those at field day. NTS radiogram forms, because a lot of field day sites want to take advantage of those points you get for sending NTS traffic, or maybe you have visitors to the field day site, have some NTS radiogram forms in print there for folks. Field day rules, yeah, part 97 regulations, yeah, have a copy of those around. Copy of your license doesn't hurt, although it's debatable in my mind whether that's as big a deal as it used to be. But it is good to have one. Have your cell phone charged up before you head out to field day. How about an HT or a handy talkie? Maybe a simplex frequency will be used at the field day site for different areas to communicate. And then there's always old-fashioned insect repellent or spray. Maybe have some cash in your wallet. People forget to have a little cash with them. And how about extra clothing, maybe an extra t-shirt or an extra pair of shoes or a sweatshirt for the evening when it gets cool. A bottle or two of water, an extra set of glasses, all good things to think about when you're heading out to field day.
This is the N1NW repeater.
All right, it's 2 minutes till the top of the hour. I'm going to pause for any last-minute check-ins for the tips net before we close. This is KA6PDG.
And W1OCT at Erskine.
Stand by, Mike. Any additional check-ins before I go to Mike? All right, W1MCT, you get the last word.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to take and add to your list as well. Be sure to also take care of the a copy of the ARRL band plan with you, so you don't end up operating in the wrong band range for your license class. So you may want to take and just do that, because it comes in just about every QST. But you may want to just make sure you have that as well. Kevin, thank you very much. I'll turn it back to you, KA6PDG, and the TIPSTAT, W1MCT.
That is a very, very good suggestion, and I'll add that to my list, because maybe I'll read it later in the week on the traffic net or something. Band plan, very important. All right, this has been a regular, well, pretty regular session, a little bit weird, but pretty regular session of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TIPSNET, which meets Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock local time, ordinarily on the W1DX repeater in Salem, Connecticut, but that repeater wasn't feeling well tonight. So we went over to 697, and it wasn't feeling well tonight, so here we are on the Norwich repeater, and we thank the Raison Club for allowing us to convene the net here tonight on 146.730, the N1NW system. We'll hope next Wednesday night that we'll be back on our normal 147.06 in Salem. If you'd like more information about the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, visit their website at tricityarc.com. That's tricityarc.com. Please consider coming out and enjoying Field Day with us this weekend at the Ledyard Fairgrounds in Ledyard, Connecticut. More information on the website. We're returning these repeaters to normal amateur use at 8 o'clock in the evening. Thanks, everybody, for putting up with me. See you next week. This is KA6PDG, now clear 73.
K7PN.
A0JEP.